Scott Pilgrim here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God.
Do you enjoy God's peace? This whole world is filled with a lot of tension and discord, strife, conflict, and turmoil. That's just the nature of a world apart from God. But we can walk outside this endless and senseless conflict. Although the world around us may be in fraction and debate, agitation and commotion, we can live in peace. The foundation of our peace is secure and unchanging because it's based on an unchanging relationship with our Father. Because of our Savior, there is absolutely nothing that stands between God and us. He's made us to be at peace with Himself through the blood of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have, as our ever-present possession, peace with God. Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Can you think of a better gift than to have peace with God? That there's no conflict, there's no hostility, there's no division between you and I and God. Paul again declares that Christ was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification, and that because of that, being justified by faith, we who once were enemies of God and at enmity with Him, we enjoy the peace of God. The peace of God in the middle of life's greatest troubles and trials. As believers, we can know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. Therefore, we need not be constantly overwhelmed and defeated by the troubles of life, but should heed the exhortation of Paul in Colossians 3:15, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts." And 2 Thessalonians 3:16, "Now the Lord of peace Himself give you peace by all means." Not only do we have peace with God, Paul is teaching us, but we can have the peace of God. Peace with God is that there's no conflict between us and God. And the peace of God is that we can enjoy His very peace, the nature of His character, abiding in our own hearts. After all, Father is the real source of peace. He's the only basis because He's the author. Paul refers to Him as the God of peace a number of times, like in Romans chapter 15 and verse 33. If we would look at much of mainline Christianity, we might be led to believe that confrontation, conflict, contention are what God has called us to. But in fact, we've actually been called to peace. 1 Corinthians 7:15, "But God has called us to peace." And peace is actually a complement of grace. Grace and peace are what this dispensation is all about. In every epistle of Paul, as he writes the introduction, he does so with grace and peace. "Since we have been made the righteousness of God," 2 Corinthians 5:21, "and there's no condemnation on us," Romans chapter 8, verse 1, "we can rest in our completeness in Christ," Colossians 2:10. We don't have to live in guilt and shame and turmoil and division. We can live in the peace, knowing that we are His workmanship and that He which has begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Don't allow the world to agitate your spirit. All around us is conflict. All around us is trouble. Enjoy the peace of God today. What is it that's troubling you? Is it the condition, the state of our nation? Is it sickness, perhaps, that you're going through, or a loved one is going through? Perhaps you've heard bad news from a doctor. Is it finances that has caused you not to have peace and to be an unrest? Not being sure about your job, or maybe you've lost your job. Or maybe your peace, your lack of peace is because of a relationship. Maybe a spouse, and there's conflict there, or between you and your children, or you and your parents. Or maybe what troubles your heart is the thought of death. You know, Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4 that we can trade in our cares and worries for peace. He says, and be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the God of peace, or the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Relax. God is large and in charge. He has a plan for you that leads to your ultimate good and for the ultimate good of all His creation. Let His truth quiet in your heart. He loves you no matter what. Bask in this love. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Marty Raven with the peace of loving you.
Here I am again, down on my knees. The cares of this world can get the best of me. Sometimes there are burdens no human hand can soothe, but with your touch they're gone. That's the peace of loving you. Lord, you only know what tomorrow.